Parliament is not happy with what it says is the lackadaisical approach by some ministers to its summons. The MPs say many questions submitted months ago have still not been answered. The issue came up when the Deputy Majority Leader, Alhaji Rashid Pelpo, noted that three questions were expected to be answered next week by two separate ministers, according to the business statement of the House. Members of the minority, particularly, prevailed upon the House to ensure that ministers come to answer questions on time. Parliamentary correspondents Stephen Kweye and Augusta Zakwey continue the story.
The MP for Efija Setia West, Albert Kandapa, was of the view that since the Right to Information Bill was not ready, it is through such opportunities like the appearance of ministers that their questions could be answered. He said the oversight role of Parliament can only materialize if they have access to information, thus answers to their concerns must be forthcoming. The MP for Sekendi, Papo Uso Ankuma, noted that the executive must not be seen to be abusing their powers.
This is the first parliament that has been faced with this problem. Except that we always defend the executive, particularly when we belong to the government party. I have been a majority leader before, and I know the problems majority leaders face. But we cannot continue like this. We have room. The orders are clear, and it is unacceptable that a member will pose a question and for over 6 months, there's no answer. It is an abuse of the executive power. And seven must not be countenanced in this house. Here in this house, we always complain of the overbearing nature of executive power. But we compromise our own position.
That was a report filed by Stephen Kweye and Augustus Akwe, our parliamentary correspondents.